Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Stoodle Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture. It's Kristen Hildebrand right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
Big weekend?
I was going to say, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it seems like it's a little ways away, but still, there's certain things you got to prep and your meals and kind of get everything together. So it
I mean,
look nice.
We're about done cooking. We have, you know, we get like, and it's almost like the song, you know, 12 Days of Christmas. We try to get like 10 crock pots of crocking. Okay. I lost her on that one, folks. All right. Anyway, she's laughed out on me. Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to fill some time while she gets squared away, because we're not going to talk about Thanksgiving today, but we are the rest of the week.
Hey, I am going to ask you, because I just found that very funny. I'm glad it didn't like explode into the microphone with my laugh, because sometimes it gets loud.
Well, that's okay.
But still, though, it is very nice to have those slow cookers.
Oh, yeah.
Cooking for you. And then that way,
oh, it's like having a staff.
It is. It's like, put this done, put this in,
oh, yeah.
Done.
Oh, yeah. Well, we might talk about that a little bit.
Well, you've always given me y'all's dressing recipe.
Well, that's my wife's recipe. Yeah, it's pretty good, and it's really good. So,
it is good.
So, anyway. Okay, we're gonna just get completely off track here.
We have to switch gears.
Yeah, we have to switch gears, folks. We planned 4 days to talk about Thanksgiving this week, anyway. But we're heading down the road for number five. But anyway, Kristen's got something coming up, and it's important not only to producers. It's important here in Warren County,
mm-hmm.
For tourism and economic development and all that kind of stuff. But the Fruit and Vegetable Conference coming up.
Yes.
And has been in Lexington, I guess, since the beginning of time. But now,
yeah,
it's moving to Bowling Green.
It is. And it's a very exciting opportunity for a lot of us in the South Central Kentucky area. Like Chris just mentioned, it's been in Lexington for several years because our planner, Dr. John Strang, had it there because it was just easier for him to be able to plan things. But this year it's moved through to the Bowling Green Sloan Convention Center. And so there's a lot of opportunities there for you all to attend some different sessions. And it's all about the fruits, the vegetables, even the organics, even if you're interested in producing wine. And there's also some other information that they're going to share on farmers markets that's really nice. That's kind of one of the things I actually wanted to touch on, because there's a farmers market short course that's actually happening. So for anybody that is a vendor or anybody that's a manager of a farmers market, that's going to be held during the pre-conference session before the actual conference gets started. And Chris, you may be wondering exactly what day this is on. It's actually on Sunday, January the 2nd. That's the pre-conference sessions that happen. And then the actual conference takes place on Monday, January the 3rd, and also on Tuesday, January the 4th. And so, again, there's different sessions that you can attend, but one of the things that I feel like is very helpful for a lot of our different folks in the area is the farmers market short course. And so they'll be having different updates that relate to the farmers market. I think they're going to have some marketing sessions in with that too. So if you're interested in sharing some information like that, it's all going to be included. And you'll also get to hear from Sharon Spencer, which she's been very helpful with a lot of the farmers market information through Kentucky Department of Agriculture. So that's something that might be interest to you. There's also going to be some information shared on that pre-conference tour on crop insurance. Then there's going to be some other roundtables that they have during the pre-conference. But just a lot of great information about marketing, vegetable production for experienced and new growers, tree fruit production, which is basically, you know, like apples, pears, and peaches. And like I said, if you're interested in beginning vegetable production, there's some different sessions that can relate to that, because we're always looking for new growers to add some, you know, different crops to our area of Kentucky.
All right. So if somebody's interested in getting registered for this, what do they got to do?
Yeah. So you want to go ahead and try to register as soon as possible, because the registration fee will go up. But you can just basically, there's some information online that we can forward to use extension agents. So just get in contact with your local extension office on how to get signed up, and we'll get you that information.
All right. That's the Fruit and Vegetable Conference coming to Bowling Green January 3rd, 4th, and 5th, right? Or 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
3rd and 4th. All right. Well, Kristen, appreciate that. Folks, come back tomorrow. We're going to just get ready for Thanksgiving because we're going to be talking turkey the rest of the week.
That's right.
All right. Come back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Big Meadow Oil, Farmers Regional Livestock Market, and Hobney Dye and Reed. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.